Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Nationwide for an entire year. Dreams will come true. It can happen to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. I'm Rick the Voice Guy. Happy to be here for a whole year. I've become a huge fan of the show now. It's because of the excellence. Clark with the fill-ins and behind the scenes. Dupes doing his thing from the side. And Rod leading the way. Man, I love your show. Congratulations on all the excellence, the success, and what's happening in year number two. Let's start off a whole new year of shows live from the bunker. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Go get him, Rod!
This is absolutely amazing. I love that guy. I love Rick Regan. We talk back and forth, private messenger on Facebook, yeah. Man. He has a very interesting view of the world, don't you know? Down in Wichita, Kansas.
Yeah.
The Rod Peterson Show. He is as big a part of the show as anybody else. When this thing launched a year ago, it was a new voice to the market. It was a new voice to the country.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you find him? We sat around on a couch and you played a bunch of voices. And
bunch
we all said,
them.
That's the guy.
We knew right away.
That's right.
Yeah. But there was a bunch. There was like 15 that we narrowed it down to. Like 15. I'm like, you got to listen to all these. They're all good. As soon as we heard his, though.
That's the guy.
We knew.
Rick Regan, the Rod Peterson Show. He seemed so surprised that he was the voice for a full year. He's going to be the voice forever, right?
Yeah.
Who's slamming doors around here? Is that the wind?
I don't know.
Somebody mad? I just want to check the poll questions. This is interesting for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center. I was afraid to look at it. Today's daily poll question. Given what we know, do you think the CFL will play games in 2020? Don't put it up yet, guys, on Facebook. I want Dupes to guess what you think the vote is.
I think the fans will vote yes. I think they're optimistic.
But by how much?
Not much. Like 55%.
Did you hear Clark? Oh, wow. 52% of you on Twitter saying yes, the CFL will play games in 2020. And on Facebook, 55, you nailed it. That is godlike.
That was pretty good.
You knew something.
No. I know people, I think.
Okay, so we'll get to the topics and we'll get to the we'll get to some comments here. Nick Nielsen, the voice of the Weyburn Red Wings, writes in. He says, congrats on the one-year anniversary, guys. Looking forward to seeing you around the rinks in the SJ this year. Me too, although I talked to the SJHL the other day and they said, can't tell you yet, but you're going to love our big plans. And in the back of my mind, I'm like, well, if I'm part of them, I'd love to know what they are.
When have I heard that before?
Oh, yeah, right. Colleen Connor, the daughter of Ken Miller, writing in. She's in Redlands, California, right, Colleen? At least last I know. Maybe Rancho Mirage. She says, congrats on 1 year, Rod. Cheers from SoCal. Yeah, that's where she is. This is the one thing about this show where I have to really thank you and Paul, because I think after all these years, I've found my niche in that. Sports and broadcasting have become so corporate. It wasn't that way when I started. I just don't really fit in that corporate structure.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The dog-eat-dog world of corporate culture is not my thing. I wouldn't necessarily say that I don't play well in sandboxes. I get along with everybody here. But I also tell you what I think.
Yeah.
And as my wife tells me, you can't do that. What's wrong with being honest? That's the way my dad was. That's the way my mom was. Seemed to work real well for them. But in today's world, people don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to see the honesty or hear the honesty. But you guys encourage that here.
We do. And it's important that if that's, you know, that's when you're at your best. You're not at your best if you're hiding everything and tiptoeing around and not sure what to say or who to say it to or, you know, hoping things get done. But we got to understand that, and you got to surround. If somebody doesn't fit with that, then they're not going to fit with this team, unfortunately. And so we'll find people who do. But you know, for other people, that doesn't work. But here, it works real nice, and we've got a really nice show because of it.
Yeah, and that's not to say I'll never go back to play-by-play. But when we launched this a year ago, I said I'm not pursuing a play-by-play job, and that remains the same now. Doesn't mean teams aren't calling, but I really like where we're at. I'm very happy in life. I'm trying to get that through to my family. They're not used to having me home. You know what I mean?
I know. But that's different. You go back to play-by-play, you do the games, and you're out. You're not sitting around the office or around the station for 8 hours a day or around the team.
It's totally different.
It's totally different, right? You're there to perform.
And the other thing is being an insider and breaking news. I don't really like to do that. Leave that to Naylor. Leave that to Dunk. That's what they do.
They're good at it.
I'd rather just sit back, have coffee, talk about what they do, let them work in the corners, and I'll just bang it in from the slot. You know, that's all. That's what I like to do.
Yep.
Being an insider pisses a lot of people off. Who are you to report that? So I'll break stories, but that's just from people calling me that want to get it out. So, oh, just ahead of Ken Miller, Clark has asked, the numbers graphic, and you had mentioned you prepared a slate here. He's going to put it up on the screen.
Sure.
And for our listeners, because I know there's a lot out on the tractor listening. So in 1 year, we've had 3.63 million views and audio listens. That's people listening at rodpeterson.com. 17 million plus online impressions. I don't care who you are, whether you understand social media or you don't. That's massive.
Yeah, big time. And that is... sorry, I'm trying to pull up another document here because I wasn't sure we were going to go there yet. That's much bigger. I know we announced 2 million viewers not that long ago.
That was just views, though.
And we didn't grow that far that fast, but this is it's been accumulating. But yeah, that's huge. I'm trying to pull up the new top 10 for you. That's what I'm
okay. Is Ken Miller ready, by the way? He is.
Okay, do that first.
Let's go down to North Carolina, the beautiful hills of North Carolina. We got the beloved head coach of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, Ken Miller, with us. Grandpa Miller, as they call him. Kenny, how are you, sir?
Hey, Rod, I'm great. And congratulations on your 1 year on your program. That's super. And viewership? Holy cow, those numbers are out of this world.
Thank you. Well, as we know, there's a appetite for CFL football talk, and obviously we talk a lot of hockey because it's Canada, so I appreciate your support all along. I've just loved being able to keep in touch with you. Colleen's watching this morning. She writes in today from Southern California. What we're able to do with the technology is amazing. But I speak for all of the Rider Nation in saying, how are you doing out there in the mountains in terms of staying safe in this crazy time?
Boy, the social isolation is driving me crazy. Social distancing is really pretty easy, but you know, just being in the house the whole darn time and not going out is a bit of a struggle. But we are doing it very, very well. We are feeling great, and life is good for us.
You well, you're a social guy. You like being around people. That's been your life. So I could just imagine what it's been like. Have you been thinking about this, Kenny? I've been seeing this now in the NFL coverage and CFL. Imagine being a rookie coach and assuming that you are going to play in 2020, but you can't get your team together. You got to do Zoom calls and install an offense. Like, could you imagine what those guys are going through?
Well, I'll tell you what. That is, you know, just hooking up with you, you know, that gives me pause for a thought, you know, for the entire day before. And so just to do the logistics of that is something. And then being prepared to do so many different presentations would be a little bit tough. But just a little bit of insight. My son is a baseball coach in Southern California, a collegiate baseball coach. And their season was canceled about a third of the way through. And so they had to do a lot of online stuff. And they have survived that. And I think they're planning to be online for the following fall semester. So it's doable. A lot of people are doing it and getting the job done, and we'll see at the end just how successfully it works out.
I pause this for a second. Your wonderful wife, Maureen's watching. She says, hi, Rod. I'm in a different part of the house, but listening for sure. Congratulations. No dragon boat racing this year. Sad. I miss my friends. I wondered about that, Maureen, but I know that she'll be back. We had a wonderful coffee the last time that she was in town for that. But, Kenny, on that topic, if you remember Khalil Carter, CFL player, coach, he's now in Iowa coaching high school. We discussed how football will look coming out of this. How much do you think of this will stay when we do get back to whatever normal is in terms of we can be together as groups? How much do you think of the coaching, instruction, installs in the off season will go to this, what we're doing now? How much will stick, do you think?
Well, you know, that's a really good question. I think a lot of it will, but you know, coaching is really a hands-on kind of a deal. Doing it by video is really difficult, I think. And you need to be there with hands-on to touch and correct and encourage. And doing it by video, I just don't think those things will hold on. So I think teams may be set back a little bit with just how sophisticated they are, but I think eventually they'll do very, very well.
Well, frankly, I certainly hope that you're right, but you also know with these teams and corporations that they can cut a corner, save a dime, you know, not having to fly guys in or something, they're going to do it. Wayne in Victoria, B.C. is watching. He says, Kenny's a fan of the whole CFL, not just the Riders. Greg, watching in Lloydminster, Canada's only border city, says, thank you, Rod Peterson, for keeping the CFL front and center during these tough times. So let's go there, Kenny. Your resume will include stints with the Argos, the Rough Riders, and most recently the Alouettes. How much are you following what we're going through as a league right now? Obviously closely. So what are your thoughts?
You know, it's just everything so much up in the air right now. You know, the decision of whether they're going to be hub cities or if play is going to start on September 1st. You know, and really, I think the thing that everybody has to keep in mind is the safety of everyone involved. You know, players, support personnel, the fans, everybody. So I think that whatever decisions are made, those things have to be kept foremost in what we want, regardless of what we want in our heart. We have to do the right things based on the health of everyone.
Well, and I got to ask you this. You coach collegiately, pro. You've coached in Europe. I'm going to put you in some elite company here because I asked Warren Moon this question last week. I'll ask you the same. How important is the CFL in the landscape of football, professional football, in terms of its development opportunities, second chances, as we all know? I mean, how important is this league to the game?
I think it's really important to the game for Canada. It is absolutely a linchpin, you know, as far as society. It's a great thing for Canada. But just for football in general, you know, you're talking about opening up for potential players from South America, maybe Central America, Europe, and certainly the opportunity for players to play here, develop, and get back to the NFL or vice versa. You know, it's a tremendous thing, and I don't know exactly what the viewership of regular season games is in the United States, but I think it's becoming more popular as the seasons go.
It is. Actually, the viewership is very respectable on ESPN2 and all of its various channels. By the way, I pause again. Norm Fong writing in, the Hall of Fame equipment manager, the Rough Riders coach. You're looking great. You were the best coach I ever worked with. Kenny, that is high praise. You know how many coaches he worked with? All of them.
Holy cow, Normie, that is sensational. I am so appreciative of those kind thoughts and words. That is just awesome. Thank you.
You know, and on that vein, or back to the CFL for a second, I just think not many people to prepare themselves for there not being a CFL. We couldn't imagine life without it. Be that as it may, you did coach in Italy. Can you talk about the global perspective? Last you and I talked, you were in favor of it. I mean, are those guys over there ready? Could they play in this league?
No, the particular team that I worked with, most of those players would not be able to make a roster in Canada. It's a fledgling kind of a league, and players are developmental, and the game just isn't as sophisticated. Particularly where I was. I don't know about other places over there, but I'm sure there are some great players over there that would be able to find a place on a Canadian roster.
Overall, CFL 2.0, as they call it, the globalization of the league. But you, overall, you're in favor of it, right?
I am in favor, yes. Anything that we can do to sport, you know, I'm in favor of that, and creating exposure for players and greater viewership, participation of fans, all of that is really good for our entire society.
Absolutely. Kenny, this has been wonderful catching up as always. So happy you're doing well and the whole family, it sounds like. I appreciate this. Any last message before we let you go?
Well, I just appreciate the time that I had with you guys there in Regina and all of the province of Saskatchewan. And I tell you what, being away from the game for so long, I really miss being around the players, being around the other coaches, being involved in decisions, and really miss even this kind of situation where I get to talk with people for whom football means a great deal. So I really do appreciate the game, and I appreciate the opportunity to be here on your show today.
Then we'll do it more. It's an easy fix. All right, Kenny, thank you. Have a great day, and say hey to the whole family for me.
Okay, thank you, Rod. Same to you.
Ken Miller checking in from the Carolinas today, and I will make good on my promise to visit him. By the way, the guy that moved Kenny from Regina to whatever town he's in North Carolina told me that he lives in such a remote location that his GPS couldn't pick up the address.
Really?
Like, he literally got to the bottom of the mountain, he punched in Ken's address, and it was like, are you kidding me? GPS said to him.
Area 51. Don't bother, Ken.
Exactly. Oh, it's always great chatting with Kenny. Makes the heart feel good. We'll take a timeout. It is the one-year anniversary special of the show. Boy, it's going to be a tough vote for the rock star of the day, mm-hmm. for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. I have a sneaking suspicion Kenny will win it, but hang on. We got Darian Durant coming up here a little later on in hour two. Sports Day coming up. We'll check the poll results. Lots to go on this Wednesday, June 3rd. Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show continues after this on Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is me, Willie Jefferson, Winnipeg Blue Bomber. I want to say congratulations to everybody there at the Rod Peterson Show. Congratulations to you as well, Rod. 1 year anniversary. This is a big accomplishment. More years to come. Wishing you the best. Thank y'all for having me on.
It's time to change the way we do business.
Because it's time to focus on staying safe and staying healthy.
At Capital GMC, we've taken steps to help customers who are buying, selling, and servicing vehicles.
It's time to shop online, test drive from home, or let us know if you need service work.
We'll pick up your vehicle and return it to you when it's fixed at no extra charge.
It's time to serve our community.
It's time to flatten the curve.
Join us online at capitalgmc.ca.
Stay safe.
Be kind to each other.
And wash your hands.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter. Monster hit. Crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Nat, what are the top 5 reasons people come to Suds?
Number 5. Our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number 4. We knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number 3. Our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number 2. You never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number 1 reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full service car wash.
Gokeld fra Norge, good evening from Norway. This is Trent Bruner here checking in and wishing everybody at the Rod Peterson Show a very happy first anniversary. Keep up the great work and keep connecting Canadian sports fans from all over the world to home. Have a great one back home, everybody.
Hey, Roddy, Paul, Darren, congratulations on 1 year anniversary. It's been a fantastic year. We look forward to more great interviews, more great in-depth coverage of sports in our community and around the world. And I hope you guys have a great day, and we look forward to what's ahead. All the best, guys.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
I'm impressed Huntsie figured his phone out.
I think that was Cliff. I don't know.
Oh, thanks, guys. And now you've seen Trent in Norway. That's exactly the way he talks.
I know. Perfect.
Yo, nice work. Nice work. I'll tell our viewers that I had no idea that all these videos were coming today. As a matter of fact, I thought you were going to drop the ball.
I know.
I mean, what do you got planned? Oh, not much.
Yesterday, I was
we can't do much.
Like, you got no faith. I'm just like, oh, no.
By the way, pick up the box and show the camera if you don't mind. These are the greatest donuts in the world. And that's coming from a donut aficionado, of which I am. These things are from Hobo Donuts, and Jimmy Schimmel was just here to drop them off. That's right. His name's Jimmy Schimmel. These things are like cakes.
Oh, yeah.
Drizzled with icing and sprinkles. Hobo Donuts. Look them up on Instagram, Facebook. They're unbelievable. Jimmy dropped them off. They are so good.
And now with the social distancing, so you place your order and they'll drop them off. So you got to be there, though, because they sell out really fast.
Oh, yeah. I could say these things are like angel food cake, but in donut form. And Jimmy says, I'm not even close in terms of his secret recipe.
Nope.
Hobo Donuts, thank you. They were a big part of the chuckles of year one on this show.
Oh, yeah.
Sports update. The Associated Press reports the WNBA plans to hold games at just one location if there's a season this year. It also says the MGM Resorts in Las Vegas and IMG Academy in Florida are the top candidates, but there's still no date when the season will tip off. All 32 teams have been told by Commissioner Roger Goodell to hold training camps at their home facilities this summer because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Most NFL teams stay at their training complexes year-round, but Dallas, Pittsburgh, Kansas City, Buffalo, Indy, Carolina, Washington, and the Rams are among those that stage portions of training camp elsewhere. Goodell also ordered no joint practices for teams, something that had become increasingly popular in recent summers. Also led to a lot of brawls, if you remember. This sports update for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive in Saskatoon. They feature free citywide delivery and curbside pickup. See their Facebook page for their takeout menu. And for Ben Cahoon's G2G Energy Bars, 7 delicious flavors, fresh, all-natural, healthy, delicious protein bars. Ben Cahoon is the Canadian sales rep for G2G. It's good to go. That's the abbreviation for it. G2GBars.ca. Enter the promo code RPSHOW, and our viewers get a 20% discount. Just ahead of Darian, we've got a couple minutes left before the bottom of the hour. Can you please tell the story of getting a hold of Willie Jefferson for the video, please?
Oh, man. These guys are all great. So, I mean, we either have them through email, direct message, or we have their texting numbers, and they're all great. I mean, texting with Everly. You know, Barnaby wanted to do something. So he tweeted it out this morning.
Barney.
And
Matthew
so
Barnaby.
He was texting first. So he's like, how is this? And he texted it to me yesterday so I could see what it looked like. And it was awesome. So he's like, I'm going to tweet it out in the morning. Perfect. So that's great. But with Willie, messaged him. And we did it from the show account because that's where we had his contact info. And we messaged him. And he's so good to respond. But we deleted it, right? So you wouldn't see it.
Oh.
I messaged him, delete it. So it's gone on our page. But he's like, anything for Rod. Rod's my guy. Anything for Rod. He's my guy.
Willie Jefferson.
That's what he said.
Wow.
So, and that's what
all
the guys say.
I don't go into the DMs.
He knocked
too. I told you that.
He knocked too. He's like, oh, man. Of course. Anything for Rod.
Well,
that's how the players feel.
There are those that will say.
Most of them.
Oh, yeah. Bo Levi didn't respond?
I know.
Everybody's laughing. Okay. Let's bring him in. Some would say saving the best for last. Darian Durant joining us from the GT. There he is. Smiling as always. How you doing, Doubles?
Good. How you doing, Roddy?
Good, good, good. Are you in Toronto?
I am.
Okay, good. Before we get into all the wonderful stories and so forth and your take on the world, how are you and the young family? On behalf of the Rider Nation, can you give us an update on your safety and your world right now?
Yes, we're great. First of all, thank you so much for asking. We're doing great. The kids are just growing so fast. Everyone always tells you, you know, they'll get big in a blink of an eye, and it's just happening so fast. So just watching my little girls grow has been awesome. We're doing great. Unfortunately, because of what's going on in the world, it's been tough, you know, to get out and to let them go around and move around a little bit. But other than that, man, we're good, and appreciate you for asking.
Here's an amazing story. A gentleman by the name of Ryan Kowalik writes in. He's watching right now. He says, great story about DD. I was in New Orleans walking around in my Riders gear, walked by a hotel that Darian was standing outside. He stopped me and we had a chat. Do you remember that?
I do.
What do you remember about that?
I couldn't believe, first and foremost, that I saw someone in New Orleans with some, you know, Ryder gear on. So I just had to, you know, stop him and to see if, you know, either he was a fan or if he was just wearing something that someone gifted him. So come to find out, he was a true fan, man. We, you know, we talked for a little bit. You know, he congratulated me on everything that I've accomplished so far. It was just great just to see Ryder fans everywhere, especially in New Orleans. That's awesome.
You know, I got to ask you something. I mean, I don't know if you saw the interview with Kenny Miller. He was just on with us 15 minutes ago, and he said how much he misses the game, misses being around the guys. He said missing being part of decision-making. He's a football guy. And it's interesting seeing guys that have moved on, whether through retirement like yourself or squeezed out by the cap, whatever. Some guys miss it, and some guys are like, "Ooh," and I could tell you who those coaches are. Like, they're enjoying the break. Where are you? Where are you in that?
I'm kind of in between, you know. I'm kind of at that stage where, you know, every now and then I think about if I still have a little bit left in me or if I can get out there. And then part of me is like, man, I'm so glad to be done with the 6 a.m. meetings and everything that comes along with it. So I'm kind of in that tweener stage right now. But, you know, I'm sure as time goes on, I'll miss the game more and more, and I'm definitely going to get back in it in some capacity for sure.
Well, I hope that we're one of your first options. And you remind me, by the way, of Luke, because he's exactly the same. But he's able to just dabble in it in the media, you know, so just kind of keep his hand in it. But he doesn't, I know he doesn't miss the training and stuff that you guys do. Sorry to out Luke on that. But but the one thing, because you got a lot to offer. I mean, coaching's an option. Media's an option. The guys tell me, like Jeff Armstead tells me, that you'd really like to be into the analyst role and not come on and talk about the old days, but talk about breaking down the current quarterbacks and current offenses. That's something you want to do, right? Let's talk about that.
Definitely. You know, I love to get on that side of things and be able to kind of break down the game for the viewers at home on the radio, you know, however it may be. You know, I feel like I have a lot to offer from my perspective, the way I see the game from a quarterback's point of view, and just being around the locker room and knowing how the guys think. I think I could definitely, you know, be able to relay that to the normal viewer. So that's definitely something I'm looking at. I would love to get in the front office as well to deal with personnel. I think I'd be great at understanding how to build a team, you know, where to start and to go from there. So at some capacity, I will be back in football soon, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, like I say, I do hope that we're, if not your first option, one of your first options. Because once we do get back to playing games, I'd love to have you on weekly to break down that kind of thing. I'm just going to put in a few sprinkles of our viewer comments as we go. From Janice, she writes, "Can you sign a one-day contract so you can officially retire a Rider? Please?" Has that come up, Doubles? It's in the plan.
It's in the plans, one day. Okay. It is. You know, we're talking about that. You know, all of my guys, Chick, Dress, a couple of the other guys I speak to, you know, none of us have, you know, made it final with the Riders yet. So that's definitely something we would like to do one day in the future. We'll just see how it works out.
I got to say this. This is going to make you laugh. So I've kind of won over Winnipeg. I mean, as you've noticed, you follow this show. We bill ourselves as a CFL-wide show. And we're getting some love from the Bombers and their fans. But you once told me, if somebody doesn't like you, you can sort of sense that they don't like you, even though... So there's still those people in Winnipeg that will never like me. Doubles, I'm not sure you could ever win them over. You know the stat. No quarterback has ever beaten the Blue Bombers more in CFL history than you. Do you think you could ever... Do you think you... Did you not know that stat?
I had no idea. Not at all. Wow.
I think number
one and a half.
Oh yeah. Well, I think number two is Lancaster, and I think that you beat them more, to be honest with you. But I don't even know if you want to win them over. I mean, I had to in terms of getting our viewership up in Winnipeg and so forth. But would you like to be friends with Bomber fans, or are you just you're okay with not being?
I mean, no question. I mean, I don't have anything against Bomber fans. I really respect them. I've said time and time again that besides, you know, Rider Nation, Winnipeg has the second best fans in the league, and it's always been a tough place to play. So I definitely respect their fans. I understand, you know, how they may feel towards me, but, you know, it's nothing personal. I'm sure if every one of them got to know me, they, you know, they wouldn't feel the way they do. But of course, they love their team. And whenever you love something and you're passionate about it, it becomes a part of you. And you know, I guess that's why they hate me so much and why you still get the hate coming your way.
Well, but you respect that. And as you've pointed out, I mean, I learned so much from talking to you. It's not personal. When it is personal, that's another level. That stuff, you can't even really touch that. But doubles to that analysis bit then, can you give me your current top three quarterbacks in the CFL? And my criteria is, if you were starting an expansion team and you could name one guy of the starting nine or maybe even the top 12 in the CFL right now, who would be your three starting at number one?
Number one, I would have to go with Bo Levi. I just think, you know, his track record, there's constant turnover with his personnel, and he's always able to step up and produce. So I've always been a fan of his, and I respect what he does with basically different receiving corps every year. Number two, I would have to go with Mike Riley, warrior, veteran, guy that I respect so much, and he's given the game so much, and I still think he has a ton left in the tank. So Mike Riley would have to be my two. And then three is the young up-and-comer, Cody Fajardo. I mean, I like what I'm seeing from Cody. I think that he has a tremendous upside. The more and more I got a chance to study his game and you know, some of the throws he makes, I really respect it. And it's not just because he's a rider. He really can go out there and play the game at a high level, and I really respect that.
Love the answer. And by the way, you watch all the games. You look at those hits that Mike Riley takes. I got to ask you, how much they add up? Because you remember 2011. It was a game in Calgary and a game that meant nothing. And you're out there with a broken foot, broken fingers, I believe, a cracked rib, and you're still playing. And you got blown up off the edge. I can't remember who hit you. You might remember who it was. It was down in the red zone to my right as I'm looking at it. And I'm screaming on the radio, get him out of there. But of course, you're never going to pull yourself, right? Are any of those bumps and breaks still hurting you now?
Honestly, no. I mean, I don't really have many aches and pains here or there, but they do add up. And what I can say is towards the end of my career, when you don't have a year or two to sit down and rest and let your body get healthy, you definitely feel those hits that you had back in 11 and 12, 13, different things of that magnitude as it got later in my career, because you don't have that time to heal. So hits add up. And I mean, you hear it from the older guys who have played the game, you know, they tell you about it, but when you're in the heat of the moment, you don't believe it. But, once I got to Montreal towards the end, everything took its toll for sure.
This is hilarious, by the way. Barb Barker writes in. Why are all the women writing in? I did a thing a couple weeks ago. Who is the hottest rider of all time? And my wife said, you should put Darian on there. So take that for what it is. Anyways, Barb says, hey, Darian, you belong in Canada. Should we tell her? He's in Canada. Doubles, what does it mean to you that Kent Austin said you're the smartest quarterback he ever coached? Did that mean as much at the time as it probably does now?
You know what? At that time, I didn't realize fully who Kent was, what he did for the game, and the type of bright football mind he was, especially offensively. So back then, you know, a lot of people would tell me, you know, Kent Austin said this, you should really be happy about it. But, you know, of course I appreciated it. But now looking back, and all the respect I have for Kent and just – looking at his offensive systems, the quarterbacks he's had, the MVPs he's coached, it means a lot. And, you know, for him to see that in me as a second-year quarterback, you know, it kind of helped me build that confidence. You know, Kent was the kind of coach that he was all about swagger. He was all about instilling confidence in you and making sure that you believed you can go out there and accomplish things. So, to hear that from him, man, it meant so much. And, you know, looking back, especially now knowing how great he was as a player and as a coach, it's the best.
I figured. And maybe as time goes on, it may mean even more to you. you know, as you get a little older. Tyler Gray Eyes writes in and says, Rider Nation will always love and respect you, DD. Huge fan here. I hope that we can get you out here. Once we're able to congregate for the sports banquets and so forth, you know people would love to see us. So I hope that that is in the offing, Doubles. I don't know if your schedule will allow. When I talk to Armstead, I always get an update on you, but I don't usually get an I don't ask for an update on your brother. So is he still playing? What's his contract status for the NFL in 2020?
No, he's done. He retired 2 years ago. He actually is building a nice home in Atlanta for him and his family. That's where he'll pretty much settle. And you know, we both finished the same year. As crazy as that sounds, so. He's done, and he had a good ride. He played 10 years as an NFL linebacker, which is unheard of when you look at the averages. So, you know, he had a great career.
Good stuff. So speaking, by the way, of you and your family, North Carolina, Tar Heels, what did you think of The Last Dance? Because you know what? You always reminded me of LeBron, but then as I hope that's not an insult to you because I'm a LeBron fan, but as I look at MJ... As I look at MJ, I'm like, there's a lot of MJ and Darian too. What did you think of The Last Dance?
It was amazing. I actually watched it twice. You know, during that time, I was 15, 16, 17 years old, so I didn't really, you know, I knew why Michael Jordan loved to wear his sneakers, but you just didn't see that side of him. So for me, as an adult, to be able to see that side, the competitiveness, the drive, work ethic, you name it. I mean, it was awesome. Of course, I didn't like some of the name dropping that he did, you know, some of the locker room things that shouldn't have came out. But overall, I thought it was great. And, you know, it's great to be a Tar Heel when you can see the greatest basketball player of all time and see the attitude that he possessed.
How much is he recognized on campus there in terms of, like, stuff on the walls and that?
Oh, he's a god. I mean... actually, the football team just went over to Jordan Apparel. So now the jerseys, cleats, everything, uniforms are Jordan. Of course, the basketball team is Jordan. I mean, he's just a godlike figure. I remember one time during when I was going to school and he came through one summer. I mean, he basically just stopped traffic for 5-6 blocks away, just, you know, get signing autograph for the with the football players and the different people around. So he's a godlike figure, man, honestly. And I'm sure it's like that anywhere in the world he goes.
So just to end this, on your ending with the Rough Riders, obviously that's all smoothed over because there was the video tribute to you when you came back with the Alouettes. Are you seeing a similarity, though, with you, Brady, MJ? You know, it's all kind of coming up right now. You know, not yours per se, but I mean, there's a lot of similarities there. Like, can you feel for those guys now that you know, look at what's gone down?
Yes. You understand it so much better now. You just, I mean, even before me, like Montana and, you know, the guys who've been played so many years in one place. And, you know, you just understand that that's part of the game and it's out of your control. And, you know, when you're, like I said before, when you're in the heat of the moment, you don't understand it. You're still a competitor. You want everything to go your way. But just looking back, I understand. There comes a time when, you know, you have to let a 34-plus-year-old quarterback go and look for the next guy. So it's happening all over the NFL. It's happened even before I started playing football. So I understand things so much better now. And, you know, with me going through that experience, if I ever can talk to another quarterback and or whoever going forward, I can definitely help in that area because, you know, sometimes it's better to stay where the grass is greener.
I know, but they don't ask. They don't ask, you know. I was just on the phone with my brother last night and our family's a little upset at a hockey guy, a friend of ours that got shown the door after several years with a franchise. And I just said, man. Nobody gets a 21-gun salute on their way out the door. Like, you got it. Nobody. You know, as soon as you realize that, it's a lot easier. Doubles, we got a million, well, not a million, but quite a few questions from fans. Can you sit through a break and answer some of them when we come back? Are you got time?
Of course.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay, more with Doubles. What's cool is that these people are from Toronto.
Oh, that's
these
cool.
two, and some Rider fans. So we'll be back in a moment more with Darian Durant. It's the Rod Peterson Show, one-year anniversary special. Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show continues after this on Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hey, Rod. Theo Fleury here. I am on the 11th hole at Heritage Point today, and I just wanted to give you a shout-out for 1 year. Happy anniversary. I enjoyed being on the show, and if you'd like to have me again, I would love to be a part of it. And you know what? Trio still sucks. Have a good one, bud.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
Hey, Roddy, your pal Bakes Takes here. Listen, on behalf of everyone out here with the BC Lions, congratulations on your one-year anniversary. Knowing you for as long as I have, always known how passionate and dedicated you are to the craft, always a great ambassador for CFL football, and I love tuning in every day. In an era where there's not a whole lot of originality when it comes to Canadian sports content, you've taken it to a whole new level. So congratulations to yourself, producer Clark, Darren DuPont, John Frenzy, head scout Craig Smith, everybody there, and looking forward to seeing the next year and beyond. Congrats, pal.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now back to the studio with Rob.
Wow, love that. That Matt Baker knows his way around a microphone and a camera. And I appreciate the shout out from the BC Lions. Loving me some BC Lions. Thank you. So I appreciate Doubles holding through the break as we get to some fan questions here. And I don't know if they're specifically from Toronto, but they are Argos fans. Paul Totsky watches every day. He says, can you ask Darian what were the major issues in Montreal that stopped things from working out the way he wanted there? That was a story that just kind of went away. What was the deal with you and the Alouettes there at the end?
I just think that I just wasn't in the right place mentally when I got to Montreal. I just wasn't ready for, first and foremost, I thought I was ready to leave Saskatchewan, but I just wasn't. And then when I got there, we had a lot of veterans like SJ Green and Bear Woods and a couple other guys. They were released before the season started. And, you know, I was definitely looking forward to watching SJ, and we've all seen, how he's played since his knee injury. But, you know, when things like that happen and you know, I was just looking forward to certain things. They didn't happen that way. And I just wasn't in a good place mentally. And then when we started losing a couple games, it just seemed to be a snowball effect. And I just wasn't there. And as a quarterback, if you're not there mentally, that's the last position that can have anything else going on. So I just wasn't there. And I can honestly admit that. And that's the reason why I walked away from the game, because, you know, I just wasn't in the right place. I was beginning my family, and it was just time for something else.
Yeah, and but you still won. You just weren't the Darian that we were accustomed to seeing, right? And, you know, this would probably be a question more for a sports banquet than here, but we kind of are a sports banquet every day. When the Alouettes beat the Riders in overtime week one on a Crapinha missed field goal and the thing between you and Jones, you know where I'm going. I mean, going back, would you change anything? Because you and I are tight, I knew where you were coming from, and I defended you. But people are like, what's he doing? That's not classy, what he did at the Riders. And it's like, people, put yourself in Darian's shoes. Would you change anything but the way that went down?
Not at all. Not at all. Because of the back and forth during the offseason, you know, he called me mediocre. So, you know, that was my chance to, you know, just have the last say at that point in time. So it was nothing against the Riders. Of course, I wish the organization the best at all times. But if it's just me against him in that situation, my emotions came out, and I don't regret it at all.
Yeah, well, sometimes you did. Yeah, just you're always a hard on the sleeve guy. I think that's why we get along. But Robert in Toronto says, Doubles, what was your thought when the Riders brought in Michael Bishop? Stay safe and welcome to the six. I mean, you've been there for a while, but this guy knows the answer to the question. He knows.
Yeah.
But what do you remember about that time in the summer of 08?
You know, I was a little disappointed just because I kind of felt like, and there's nothing against Bish. Bish is a great guy. He was a great teammate. But, you know, I just felt like I had earned an opportunity to play during the playoffs, especially once I got healthy. I started that season 6-0 as a starter. So once I got healthy towards the end of the season, I felt like, you know, it should be me who led the team. I've been there all year. But, you know, looking back, of course, I understand how the game goes, and coaches and GMs have to do what they feel is best for the team at the moment. And, you know, Bish is a gunner. And, you know, one day you're going to get a great Bish, and then the next day you don't know. So we were hoping for the best at the moment, and just didn't work out that way.
Clark, can you roll this up, this question from Gord Archibald that's being cut off on the bottom of my screen here. Gord Archibald writes, what are Didi's memories of his start in Hamilton in 08? It says as a backup coming off the bench. That was your first start, right? In Hamilton that game. Yeah, and you hit Dressler on that big touchdown. What do you remember about that day?
A whole bunch of nerves. I mean, but I prepared for that opportunity. I was ready. And, you know, having guys like Dress, I think Adarius Bowman was on the team at the time, Fantuz, just having that chemistry with the guys I've been practicing with for years, it just came all out on display. And I hit Dress early for a touchdown early in the first quarter. And then I think he had a huge day as well. And then to hit him for the game winner, it was awesome. So now that I know in this league, in the CFL, you could lose your career if you lose your first start as a quarterback, because quarterbacks don't get a lot of opportunity over and over to show if they can be successful. So I knew that at the time, and I wanted to come out and show the Riders that they had a guy of the future.
Darian, we saw it after you went down. You were there. Brett Smith, Tino Cinceri, Seth Deggy, they're like trading cards, just throwing them away. The guys that just couldn't get it done right out of the gate, right? I mean, yeah, the pressure is immense, and you answered the bell. That was an interesting time. Mike Gunnis writes in, he says, when Darian left us, in my group of a lot of us in my group of friends became Montreal fans, legit. Oh, yeah, you know that, Doubles. There's a lot of Alouettes for Durant jerseys around here.
Thank you.
I just say this, Garnet in North Battleford, who's a big fan of the show. I have to get you to move this up too, Clark. Why was it so special for you to play in Saskatchewan And what was your biggest adjustment you had to make when you arrived here?
Well, I mean, it's obvious. Game day, the passion of the province, you know, just that Saskatchewan is the closest to a U.S. football city feel that you're going to get in the CFL. And that's what made it so special, knowing that each and every game you're going to get a sold out crowd. Each and every road game, you're going to get thousands of Rider fans supporting from all over. So that's what the passion of Rider fans is what made it so special. And, you know, that's what will always stick with me. Even when I look at the brand new stadium and, you know, just how loud it gets and how people hate coming to Saskatchewan to play, you know, it's a special place.
And yet they love it too. So just as many guys say it's their favorite road stadium as say it's their least. Yeah, exactly.
I saw that one time in my only road game with Montreal. It could get very hostile. I see that now.
Yeah, exactly. Doubles, let's do it again soon. I appreciate all your support as always. And when we do get back to playing, if you would do us the honor of being our analyst, we'll work it all out. We'd really appreciate it.
No question, man. Just want to say congratulations, Roddy. I'm so happy for you, man. I'm proud of you. And anything you need from me, I'm always here for you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Man, thank you so much, Doubles. Thank you. Stay safe. Keep in touch.
Thank you.
Darian Durant checking in from Toronto on video chat. We do have some exciting things coming up, too, in terms of some other interviews that I actually taped and did yesterday. We're going to run them later today. At the end of this show at noon, but we're a little over time for the break, which is fine because it was the Doubles takeover today.
That's cool.
Which is great.
Yep.
Overtime next, we'll talk about the rock star of the day, update the poll results, all kinds of things. Stay tuned. Overtime's next on the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Rod Peterson. Hey, Jeff Reinbold here from the island of Kauai. I am just calling back in to tell you congratulations on your one-year anniversary. Had the Rod Peterson Show up and going. Love your football Fridays. Tell Frenzy, Smitty, Darren, the whole crew that we are big-time fans and followers of yours. And again, keep telling the truth, brother. Love your show. Aloha.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
It's time to change the way we do business.
Because it's time to focus on staying safe and healthy.
At Capital Ford, we've taken steps to help customers with buying, selling, and servicing vehicles.
It's time to shop online, test drive at home, and let us know when you need servicing.
We'll pick up your vehicle and return it to you when it's fixed at no extra charge.
It's time to serve our community.
It's time to flatten the curve.
Join us online at CapitalFordLincoln.com.
Stay safe.
Be kind to each other.
And wash your hands.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website. IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Well, Roddy, it would take a special occasion and a very special someone for me to rock my Sunday best. Just for you, my man. There it is. They're your favorite team, too, right? Look, I was hoping to get Bo Levi Mitchell to come join me, but we have a global pandemic going on, so the physical distancing has got to be a little further. Wishing you the best, my man. Congrats on the one-year milestone. All these shows, all these weeks, and you guys continue to ball out and deliver. Here's to many more, and refresh my memory. Who won the Grey Cup last November?
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
That's one of my best friends right there, as you know.
Yeah.
What I don't understand is, are people conveniently forgetting that I said I was pulling for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers to win the Grey Cup last year? I said I wanted the Riders to win it in 2020 in their own park, Winnipeg to win it in 2019.
Yeah.
Why are they not moving on from this?
They don't believe it.
They don't believe it. No, it's true, though.
Yeah. I was here. I heard it. I sat through it. I lived it. But, I don't think they believe it. I don't think they believe it. But I can vouch. I can vouch.
Favorite meal for me today when we're done off the air, too, is donuts and pizza, by the way. So thank you. Steven in Prince Albert's watching, and he says, now Rod's red in the face, because you were earlier.
Yeah.
What were you red in the face?
I don't remember
either, but actually with what Darian said, I did tear up a little bit. I did, with what Doubles was saying. I just love the guy so much. Jackson Seal wrote in and said, I don't know if you can you put up that comment from Jackson Seal? And while you do, my friend Darren Zabo writes in, he's the public address announcer for the Pats. He says, congrats, Roddy, you've come a long way since our first meeting up in the newsroom in Prince Albert. Looking forward to seeing you at the Dome. It'll always be the Agrodome. All the best. And the question from Jackson, if he can't find it, it's not that
he
big.
He just had it up.
Oh, he did?
Here it is again.
If you were offered any other play-by-play job for any other CFL team, would you have taken it right after your time was done in Saskatchewan? Absolutely not. No. I was offered a couple over the years, and I just said, this is the place that I want to be. And in those markets, because they were big markets, they're like, what? Everybody wants to come here. Not me. Right?
Yeah.
And this is home. I don't understand why people don't understand why you would enjoy being at home. Around your family, nephews, nieces, the whole thing. I don't get it. But that's not to say that I wouldn't one day, but things are going so great. Look at this. Look at what these coaches and players did today and so forth with those videos. You did go out of your way. Hats off to you, Dupes.
Thank
you. I got to say.
Well,
and Alan, the intern over there, he's clapping on the... Y'all had a chance to look at Alan, the Asian sensation. So now you know he does exist. He's very much excited about wearing our Ricky the Iguana costume
he's
this
inquired,
summer.
So
the mascot.
Yeah. A couple of weeks out on getting it in, but... he's asking right away, wants to know. So that's super. That's very exciting. Very exciting.
Anything else?
No. These donuts are
burning a hole in that table.
I know.
Those hobo donuts. I just say thanks to everybody for tuning in today. Thanks for everything over the last year. I will say this because I was thinking this the last couple days. All these industry giants in both sports and broadcasting, because they have been paying attention really from the start. They're like, keep doing what you're doing. Even up until last week, they said, just keep doing what you're doing. And in a way, that scares the hell out of me. Because we don't know what we're doing.
I know.
That's the thing. We're just cracking the cameras, bringing on our friends, talking sports every day. There's never been a roadmap unless you had one.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I knew where we were going and kind of how we were going to get there, but... It's never going to go that way as you planned it. I mean, there's been so many things that I didn't envision you having a cowbell and a gong on your desk.
Like either.
That was never a plan a year ago, you know? But it works. It's so awesome, the viewer interaction and stuff. And I never would have imagined the support. I remember day one before because Paul was talking about pictures of me in the desk while we were building the studio that have showing up on our Facebook timelines and the memories and everything. But it was kind of asked, like, what's the expectation? What will be a success? And it's this new thing, Facebook. I said, if my mom can find the show on Facebook and tune in, and if we have any live viewers, and we're getting thousands every show, I mean, that just it blows me away.
We just wanted to get through.
Just get through.
The first show.
Yeah.
Finish it. So anyways, enough about that. Thank you. Tomorrow on the show, our longtime friend Rich Sutter, 13-year NHL veteran, pro scout of the Columbus Blue Jackets. Clark Wilm, Flames alum, Blades great, Willie. I was a fan of Clark Wilm. And a good friend of mine that you're going to really, I'm probably the most interested in this interview, Shane McGowan. He's a mental game coach, works with NFL athletes, CFL athletes, Olympic athletes. Shane McGowan played at USC, was a linebacker, I believe he was a linebacker, a DB, played in the CFL with the Ottawa Rough Riders. He's going to be on tomorrow. I want to talk about the mental state of athletes at this time in all sports, which has transforms into non-sports too. The public, corporations, that's tomorrow, so it's going to be great. From our director of scouting, Craig Smith, congratulations. Love you guys. Appreciate being on the show. Smitty, come on. Love you too. He's such a huge part of this show.
If you need to any proof that he's a big part of it, how many shout-outs did he get in the videos? Right?
I know. Well, more than Jordan got our director. Clark just said that. Thank you, Jordan. Thank you, Ryan. Paul, Darren, Alan the intern, Connor the intern, who we graduated, our first graduate of the program. Everybody, the people downstairs, Denise, the two Joshes.
Drew, everybody.
Yes.
Melody, yeah.
All of our partners. We are just getting started. If we only knew what we were doing. We'll end it on this from John Ohm in Winnipeg. Ohm, the show that is pure awesomeness. See you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Mountain right here on Facebook. Live!
Rod, I can't tell you how much I love coming on with you. I love what you're doing, and I always appreciate your support. And I apologize. I hope my audio is okay. I had a better setup going, but anyway. Oh, here, I'll leave you with this. Like, this is a painting of Keith Richards my mom did. There it is.
Thank you. Good night.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.